Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning, the 5th of January. First of all, Happy New Year. It's been a hectic Christmas and New Year period for racing in general. However, it was a shame that Doncaster's meeting last Monday had to be abandoned. However, the good news is that the feature race on that day, a new listed chase for mares offering prize money of £30,000, has been transferred to Doncaster's fixture this coming Friday, the 9th of January, the opening meeting of the year on Town Moor. In fact, all three of the Yorkshire tracks which stage jump racing are in action this week on consecutive days. It's North Yorkshire Grand National Day at Catterick on Thursday, starting at 12:40. The North Yorkshire Grand National is a handicap chase over 3¾ miles, offering prize money of £20,000. Incentivise, a winner last month at Warwick for trainer Richard Lee, is a possible runner, while Ben Bain Head could carry top weight after winning a Grade 3 handicap chase last month at Cheltenham. The main supporting race at Catterick is the Christie Memorial Trophy, a novices handicap chase over 2 miles. A possible runner is Midnight Chorister, an easy winner at Fakenham recently. Well, the aforementioned meeting at Doncaster on Friday is scheduled to begin at 12:30, although there could be an earlier start as the race could be divided. It's Christmas Jumper Day at Wetherby on Saturday, a 7-race card starting at 12:35. The feature race is a handicap chase over 2 miles, offering prize money of £18,500. Moulton trainer John Quinn had a notable winner at Sandown Park last Saturday when Aurore d'Estreval, ridden by the champion jockey AP McCoy, took the listed hurdle race for mares. She had won a similar race at Wetherby earlier in the season, and she is certain to go to the Cheltenham Festival for the OLBG Mares Hurdle on the opening day, Tuesday the 10th of March, where she's likely to be up against Annie Power. Enjoy your racing.